Do you like music that's heavy and dark?
I do.
Then tune in to the Metal Dad Radio Show, Thursdays at 7 p.m., Fridays at 9 p.m., only on CygnusRadio.com.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Rock side of the tracks. Welcome back, everybody, to another edition. I'm your host, Chip McCabe. And as we do every Tuesday at 7 p.m., Wednesdays at 1 in the afternoon, and always in the Cygnus Radio archives at CygnusRadio.com, giving you the best in all things Americana-ish, including the blues. And you should know that guy. If you didn't know the guitar, you should know the voice, Jimi Hendrix, doing a track that he wrote. A track that he wrote called Red House that appeared on his blues album that was released long after his passing in 1994. A song that he originally recorded in 1966 as part of the Jimi Hendrix Experience. So why are we playing Hendrix besides the fact that that song kicks ass? Well, Jimi Hendrix celebrating a birthday this week, November 27th, 1942 in Seattle, Washington. Of course, part of the 27 Club. After his untimely passing in 1970 in London, but left us with a hell of a lot of great music and a huge, huge influence on the musical world. That goes without saying. Jimi Hendrix, born this week. We got a lot of birthdays to celebrate this week, including this blues legend, a guy that I'm pretty sure Jimi Hendrix was a fan of, phenomenal guitar player, folk blues master, Brownie McGhee. Let's give you a track right now. This one's called Bad Blood. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
You got bad blood, baby. I believe you need a shot. You got bad blood, baby. I believe you need a shot. Why in the world don't you turn over, Mama? Let Dr. Brownie see what else you got. Well, I doctor on women, and I don't fool around with men. Well, I doctor on women, and I don't fool around with men. Why don't you take your time? Let me stick my old needle in. Your ways are so loving, your skin is so nice and soft. Your ways are so loving, your skin is so nice and soft. Well, if you keep on moaning, baby, you'll make me break my old needle off. Now the needle is in you, baby, and you seem to feel all right. My needle is in you, Mama, and you seem to feel all right. Woo! When this metal starts to coming down, baby, I want you to hold. Here comes your medicine. Put your leg up on the wall. Now here comes your medicine. Put your leg up on the wall. Woo! I don't want you to miss none of it, baby. I want you to have it all.
Every night. know just what I'm talking about. Talking about. I worked 5 long years for one woman. Then she had the nerve to put me out. I got a job in a steel mill, trucking steel like a slave. 5 long years every Friday I went straight home with all my pay. You've never been mistreated. You know just what I'm talking about. I worked 5 long years for one woman. She had the nerve to put me out. I finally learned a lesson I should have known a long time ago. The next woman I marry, she's got to work and bring me some gold. I've been mistreated. I worked 5 long years for one woman. Then she had the nerve to put me
Yeah, Wrong Side of the Tracks, and that right there, an artist you might know, Anna Mae Bullock, or Tina Turner, as we all know and love her. Born November 26, 1939, in Brownsville, Tennessee. Of course, we just lost Tina this year, May 24th of this year, at the age of 83, in Switzerland, where she had been a citizen of since 2013. But we gave you a track off of the debut solo album from Tina Turner, released in September of 1974, called Tina Turns the Country On. And it's a country record. Well, it's a funky country record. And of course, she does songs written by guys like Christofferson and Bob Dylan and James Taylor, Dolly Parton. But that track right there we gave you, Bayou Song, that's a Tina Turner original. She co-wrote that tune. And it's an awesome track. Love that number. Off of a really underrated record. Tina Turner. Before that, Eddie Boyd, born November 25th, 1914 in Mississippi, phenomenal blues pianist and singer, doing his big R&B hit from 1952, Five Long Years. Before that, we gave a guy named Jimmy Johnson, and that is not the former Dallas Cowboy or Miami Dolphin football coach. Jimmy Johnson, the blues guitar player, born November 25th, 1928 in Holly Springs, Mississippi, doing a track right there called I Have the Same Old Blues. That comes off a record he put out in 1983 called Barroom Preacher. Definitely worth checking out. And starting off the block, Brownie McGhee, born November 13th, 1915 in Knoxville, Tennessee, doing a track called Bad Blood, which he originally recorded in 1947. All right, so time for us now to go into some new stuff. Including a covers album that is just out of this world. We'll tell you more about it when we come back. But this is Amos Lee doing a Lucinda Williams cover. This one's called Greenville. It's Wrong Side of Tracks.
Don't want to see you again or hold your hand, cause you don't really love me. You're not my man, you're not my man. Save you, looking for someone to rave about. sister in Beulah Lane, I'll shine the sun. I got a sister in Beulah Lane, I'll shine the sun. I got a sister in Beulah Lane, I'll shine the sun. Way beyond the sky. I got a mother in Beulah Lane, I'll shine the sun. I got a mother in Beulah Lane, I'll shine the sun. I got a mother in Beulah Lane, I'll shine the sun. Way beyond the sky.
Way on the sky.
Living it. till I might just forget. Living well, know that's the best way to get to me. Your hand on his chest, I'm willing to bet there's no one to take me home. Such a nice party, I should probably leave. I take the window, but it's painted shut. Jump off the balcony if I was brave enough. It's getting harder to pretend that I'm living it up. I'm living it up now.
Oklahoma State. Kind of learning that I'm looking for ain't written out on a whiteboard. I'm taking life lessons. Grow my hair too long. Become a vagabond and do some wild living. No, ain't no preacher, but there ain't no better teacher than a big old slice of humble pie on the road of life to find what I've been missing. I'm taking life lessons. All that money from tuition fees could have been spent on gasoline. Get me from Stillwater to somewhere. Invest some sense in me. Pour some concrete, play guitar. Meet some strangers at a bar. Make a little change to get by. I'm taking life lessons. Grow my hair too long. Become a vagabond and do some wild living. No, ain't no preacher, but there ain't no better teacher than a big old slice of humble pie on the road of life to find what I've been missing. I'm taking life lessons. Fix my truck, go around and fall in love. Shake a hand, make a friend. Bring a heart back to life again. I'm taking life lessons. Grow my hair too long. Become a vagabond and do some wild living. No, ain't no preacher, but there ain't no better teacher than a big old slice of mama pie on the road of life to find what I've been missing. I'm taking life lessons. Life.
Wrong Side of the Tracks. That right there, four fantastic numbers from four new albums, including a guy by the name of Wyatt Flores, who's got a new EP out called Life Lessons. We gave you the title track. I love it. Love that song, and love the line where he talks about, you know, the college tuition money could have been used on gasoline to get himself out of town. Brother, you are preaching to the choir. Wyatt Flores, music.com for more information. Before that, we gave you a band called Woodbelly, who just dropped a new album called Cicada. We gave you one of the lead singles off it, Play Me Out. You can find more at woodbellymusic.com. Before that, we gave you an artist out of Mississippi by the name of Luther Dickinson, who's got a new record out called Magic Music for Family Folk. And we gave you a beautiful number called Beulah Land, and you can find that entire album at lutherdickinson.bandcamp.com. And then starting off the block, Amos Lee, phenomenal singer-songwriter in his own right, has decided to put out a tribute record to his favorite singer-songwriter, Lucinda Williams. And the album is called Honeysuckle Switches, The Songs of Lucinda Williams. It is out as we speak, and you can find more info at amoslee.com. We gave you the number Greenville, which is just a phenomenal tune, both the original and that cover. All right, so time now to go down a little country music rabbit hole. And I did that thing where I had a song stuck in my head and I decided we were going to play it. And then I just decided to rabbit hole tunes that had been released sort of around the same time. And we're going to start with the song that knocked me down that rabbit hole. And it's Hank Thompson and his Brazos Valley Boys all the way back to 1960. He needs a six pack to go. It's the Wrong Side of the Tracks.
Hey, Mr. Bartender, please don't be so slow. I got time for one more round and a six-pack to go. Tomorrow morning, Sunday, I'm gonna be feeling low. So please, please, bartender, I want a six-pack to go. I've been drinking all day long, taking in the town. I've done spent my whole paycheck just a honky-tonking round. I don't have enough to pay my rent, I ain't gonna worry though. I got time for one more round and a six-pack to go. Mr. Bartender, please don't be so slow. I got time for one more round and a six-pack to go. Tomorrow morning, Sunday, I'm gonna be feeling low. So please, please, bartender, I want a six-pack to go. I've been drinking all day long, taking in the town. I've done spent my whole just a honky-tonking round. Well, I don't have enough to pay my rent, I ain't gonna worry though. I got time for one more round and a six-pack to go. One six-pack to go.
Barn dance jubilee. Well, I met a boy with a flat top guitar. He really picked the blues for me, oh Lord. He really picked the blues for me. I asked him if he knew a song called Alabama or a song about sunny Tennessee. He said he thought he might, and Lordy, what a sight, when he played that flat top for me, oh Lord, when he played that flat top for me. ¶¶ about the mountain and others about the deep blue sea. Just give me that old boy and his flat top guitar and let him pick the blues for me. Yes, let him pick the blues for me. If you ever come to Nashville on a Saturday night, be sure and see that barn dance jubilee. You will hear the fiddles sing and the banjos they will ring, and the flat top will play the blues for me. And the flat top will play the blues for me.
Dangerous game in the old obituary column, they've already printed my name. She's got eyes like a cat and she watches every move that I make. An alarm clock mind that was ringing every time I'm late. I'm sorry, sick and all alone, but I'll have to stick it out, cause it just ain't safe to go home. Well, man, ooh, she's mad. It's a back to the doghouse, I know from the practice I've had. When she's mad, I play a dangerous game. In the obituary column, they've already printed my name. In the obituary column, they've already printed my name. In the obituary column, they've already printed my name.
Sitting down and reminiscing,
but I've enjoyed as much of this as I can stand.
So you say you're happy now, you found a new love.
Tell him I said he's a lucky, lucky man.
I'll have time to see his picture.
I've enjoyed as much of this as I can stand.
There's so much more between us than this table.
Might If there's a new love in your heart, tell me now, get it over. Hurt me now, get it over. If there's a new love in your heart,
Wrong Side of the Tracks, and that right there, six classic country songs from the early 1960s, including the great Patsy Cline, Leavin' on Your Mind, a song that she released in January of 1963, the last single she released before her untimely death in a plane crash a couple months later. That song, co-written by Webb Pierce, originally recorded in 1962 by a Canadian singer by the name of Joyce Smith. Patsy Cline was in the offices and heard Smith's version and said, I want that song. Eventually, they gave it to her, and she recorded it, and it was a top 10 country hit for Patsy Cline after her death in 1963. Before that, we gave you some Porter Wagoner doing a track from 1962 called I've Enjoyed As Much of This As I Could Stand. And that song was written by Bill Anderson. And yeah, that could be a theme song for a lot of people for a lot of things. Let's just say that, Porter Wagoner. Before that, Dave Dudley, King of the Trucker Songs, doing a track right there called Mad. He released in 1964, written by Tom T. Hall. And before that, the great Kitty Wells, Queen of the Honky Tonks, doing a track from 1962 called Unloved, Unwanted. And again, that was from 1962. Before that, Cowboy Copas from 1961, doing a single called Flat Top that he co-wrote. And starting off the block, Hank Thompson and his Brazos Valley Boys from 1960, doing a six-pack to go. Not to be confused with the album of the same name that he released in 1966. All right, time for us now to finish off this show the way we always do, is a tribute to the man, Mr. Willie Nelson. And I decided to go back to the Electric Horseman soundtrack, which, of course, is a film that was released in December of 1979, starring Robert Redford and Jane Fonda, directed by Sidney Pollack. It's a quirky little film. But the soundtrack, the first side of the soundtrack, is all songs by Willie Nelson, including this cover that I have always really loved. Both he and Waylon Jennings actually have covered this Allman Brothers tune, and they both knocked it out of the park. Here's Willie's version. This is Midnight Rider. Until next week, kids, down the wrong side of the tracks.
I gotta run to keep from hiding. I'm bound to keep on riding. And I got one more silver dollar. And I ain't gonna let them catch me, no. I ain't gonna let them catch the midnight rider.